I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. The group behind the nation's first offshore wind farm is now proposing a massive clean energy project in Connecticut. The company wants to build what could be one of the region's largest solar farms in Simsbury. The development would put solar panels on private land currently farmed for crops. It would generate enough energy to power about 5,000 homes. Deepwater Wind CEO Jeff Grabowski says the location is ideal.
It's a large tract of land that's flat and already cleared, and it's right next to a big transmission system. So it is a perfect place for a solar project.
Deepwater Wind has held several voluntary public meetings to explain the project, and Grabowski says he understands concerns about turning farmland into a solar field. He says his company met with nearby property owners, proposed screens to hide the project, and scaled back the land on which the panels will be placed, from about 300 acres to around 150.
We want to be good neighbors, and in general, we think solar farms are really good neighbors. There's not a lot of activity that happens at a solar project once it's built.
But at a recent public meeting in Simsbury, dissatisfaction was still apparent.
It is a little frustrating, I'm not going to lie to you. I think our local boards would have a better understanding of what's important to our community and be better positioned to evaluate it.
Lisa Hebner is Simsbury's first selectman. She's talking about how right now Connecticut law allows Deepwater Wind to apply directly to the state siting council to get approval for their project instead of going through municipal approvals. Selectman Sean Askham and a number of other residents also have concern about the project's impact on town character and its homes.
Because it's great that a project could generate tax revenue, but if we lose it all through other through loss of property value, is there a true benefit to the town?
Deepwater Wind's Grabowski says his company plans to submit a detailed proposal to the state siting council in the coming days. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.